Everyone's asleep.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously Fukushima-irradiated and fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island-chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, where fruit cocktails and little coconut fruit drinks are the norm in the streets when everybody wears their jandals, as well as having a part-time job as a mercury light bulb. And my very special guest is Max Bliss. Welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Max? You seem to be muted. Can't hear you, buddy. Got him right there. I can see you, but I can't hear you. AFR, is there any technical problems going on there, Max? Can you even hear me? Yeah, now I can. Yep.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, mate. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. For those of you who are unaware with your activities and work and whatnot, would you give us a brief explanation? Or a lengthy explanation? We have up to 2 hours.
Yeah. I'm a guy in the southwest of France, comes from England, and basically I raise the flag about chemtrails.
Ah, the probably the most important environmental issue, which nobody's heard about because they think it's good for the environment because it prevents climate change from happening.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on your view of climate change or global warming, as they used to call it.
Well, wasn't it global cooling before that?
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't just start off with climate change. I mean, it's been happening for 4 billion years. I mean, it's a pretty safe bet that if you call it climate change, you won't have to rebrand it or remarket it again.
Yeah. Cycles, you know, like the earth goes hot, cold, you know, that's the way it works.
Yeah. There's a lot of variance. However, what's interesting about climate change nowadays is that in efforts to prevent it from happening, so I don't understand how you can prevent the climate from changing in the first place, but in an effort to prevent it from happening, their concept and goal is to spray everybody like frickin' cockroaches with incredibly toxic chemicals, and apparently that's going to save us.
Yeah, it's a good plan because they've been planning it for decades, so they know what they're doing now. We're in safe hands, you know, just nuclear scientists converted to geoengineering, and they think it's a great idea to block out the sun. Their examples they use are about volcanoes erupting, and they say that when volcanoes erupted, they blocked out the sun, it cooled the planet, and it was a good thing, and it was something they can replicate. And basically, this is the plan. One thing we do know is whenever in the past we've had volcanoes erupting, we can trace the date of the eruption by using something called dendrochronology, which is very simple. It's basically looking at tree rings. And the reason we can date the volcano erupting is because the tree ring around the volcano eruption is very, very fine because there was no growth. So the idea that copying this as an idea to pluck out the sun is good for the planet, you know, to me is very, very questionable because life will slow down.
See, that's what you call a tree ring circus.
Yeah, well, it's an insane idea, really. I don't think they're going to be able to greenwash it sufficiently to convince everybody, but they're having a good go.
This is the importance of programs like mine, and indeed the social media spectrum where you tend to operate a lot of the times. I've seen a number of your posts going out there. You're not messing around. You really are going for it in order to expose this particular vein of scumbaggery. And what I find very disheartening sometimes is the attitudes that you face and the... Have you ever argued with somebody who's arguing from a point of ignorance? You know that they don't know what they're talking about, but because they don't know what they're talking about, they don't know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And how inherently frustrating that can be.
Yeah, quite often I do get opposition. And basically, I try to go, okay, have you seen this document? Have you seen this piece of research? Have you seen this in the sky? And they basically, of course, are they're operating on from a certain platform. They've got an agenda they're working to. And, you know, it is frustrating, but it sort of goes to the turf, I suppose. What can you do? You know, dude, there are people out there that basically don't want everyone to know about chemtrails.
Yeah. What's really strange is that you have the people doing the chemtrails, and they know about them, and they're doing them, yet they're not coming public about it and admitting it. So you've got to be suspicious as to why that is. And then you've got a whole bunch of other people who... In a way, contribute to the same agenda by denying that they even exist and maintain their ignorance by refusing to look at any evidence. So, in a way, it's like a pincher move against humanity. So they're spraying you from above, and they're denying they're spraying you from down below, and we get caught in the middle.
Yeah, it's an interesting conundrum that's basically survives on denial. But I find the more we push the boundaries with very, very difficult evidence to deny, the more the establishment is starting to actually say, okay, if this is going on, why is it going on? And sort of, that's an example when I called up the Civil Aviation Authority in the UK when I thought I had a whistleblower contacting me, and I had a whistleblower that was sending me emails for over a month and started to get me convinced that this was genuine. So in response to this, I contacted the Civil Aviation Authority and asked them what would happen if I had a genuine whistleblower sharing with me intimate details about the chemtrail program. And surprisingly, the department I talked to, they had a chemtrail department even within the Civil Aviation Authority, which I thought was quite interesting, because for them to actually have a department to specifically to deal with chemtrails means it's not as minor an issue as some people might believe, and they obviously are prepared to deal with it. And the lady I talked to her for, I don't know, 45 minutes perhaps. And rather than trying to shut me down, she was very curious. And she wanted to know as much information about it. And she was more curious, I feel, about why they might be doing it. She wasn't denying it was going on. But she didn't confirm it either. But I certainly get the feeling that the more we push into the establishment, we're gathering information all the time. We're trying our best to find information that is verifiable or at least plausible so that it can't just be chucked out, you know, with the water, with the baby, with the bathwater or something. this is real. And basically, I think that the more people move past the ridicule stage and go to the realism, the establishment starts, you know, they respond. At the end of the day, I don't believe everyone in the establishment is an inborn New World Order sort of a puppet. You know, I think most of them are pretty good people that are just in it for the career and sort of trying to do the best they can and probably have got great intentions. But if you start raising the flag sufficiently, they start going, hang on a minute, there's something going on. And
They get abruptly awakened when they realise that they're not climbing a corporate ladder at all. They're simply running on a corporate hamster wheel.
Oh yeah, they're slaves with more deceptions than we have.
Slaves with white collars.
Yeah, true.
Now, extraordinarily, they've got an actual chemtrail department now. For something that allegedly doesn't exist, do they also have a leprechaun department?
Yeah.
No? Because in Hamilton, New Zealand, they just took fluoride out and then they did a massive disinformation campaign with the Ministry of Health, spending about $43,000 to convince the public with a referendum to put it back in, and that's unfortunate. But they have an Agenda 21 office in the council, whilst at the same time claiming that that doesn't exist. So it gets to the point where the only way that you can deny chemtrails, deny Agenda 21, deny the New World Order, is if you refuse to look at all at the evidence. As soon as you get your curiosity piqued and you start processing, looking through, analysing, reading, viewing, listening, etc., boom, it becomes very real to you. The only reason why people deny it is because they are not curious. That curiosity, in a large part, has been, I would say, bred out of the human race to a large degree. Would you agree?
Oh, well, I would totally agree. Yes, absolutely. I mean, being a critical thinker, being an individual, stepping outside the group is uncomfortable for a lot of people because that's how we've been conditioned. You know, one time it was a good thing. But these days, you very much have to be a member of the pack and keep up with the Joneses, you know, follow what everyone else is doing. And that basically means you're not allowed to go outside of the comfort zone. And the comfort zone means just following the cues from the television and from the mass media and doing what you're told and not creating a stink. If you were a member of the union, one time, that was a good thing, you know. They fought long and hard and went through a lot of ordeals to give people rights in the workplace. But somehow, in the recent past, becoming a member of the union became a bad thing. So, you know, my example is people just have to follow the cues. They're not allowed to be individuals anymore, and unfortunately, being an individual these days means that you are speaking about the New World Order. You are waking up, you know, and you were talking about United Nations Agenda 21. I would suggest to anyone, just do some simple internet searches for sustainable development and in any nation on the planet. And you will be surprised. More importantly, if you cross-reference different nations for sustainable development, then you will gauge how massive the uptake of sustainable development and the United Nations Agenda 21 is. And it's frightening. It is global. It is rapidly being implemented and very swiftly taking away all our rights. You only have to look at the EU, and there's a shocking new law being proposed, a draft law about the regulation of seeds, which will mean people won't be able to grow food in their own garden without first registering the seeds and yourself as a grower. So, yeah, you know, it's basic right of providing food for yourself will become regulated.
That's why we've I've renamed them the European Union, because they're just pissing on you without the courtesy of calling it a chemtrail.
Yeah, exactly, of course. And, you know,
and incidentally, guess who's the head of the European Union? Herman Van Rompuy.
And who is this guy? Where did he come from? Who is this person?
Who are they? Nigel Farage speech against them, you know. You've got the sex appeal of a damp rag. There's something about sophisticated British accents insulting people that I find intensely amusing.
Yeah, I must admit, Nigel Farage is a bit of an expert in that field. He's very, very good.
Same with Lord Christopher Monckton as well. Like, you either see Nigel Farage or Lord Christopher Monckton laying into somebody and insulting them. It's intensely funny.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, totally.
All right, well, speaking of intensely funny, we've got an ad break coming, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, folks. Don't you go anywhere. Max Bliss is my guest. You can search for him on Facebook. Yeah, and no one like me. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week, Rush FM 4 nights a week from 9 p.m. at rushfm.co.nz. Thank you to all of you listeners in Auckland, Tauranga, Taupo, and Raglan Coast, I believe, and now Mount Maunganui, and she lovely, and also Dags FM up in Whangarei, and the Ifinity FM network from Lower Hutt in Wellington through to Queenstown and Dunedin and Invercargill as well. We do like having New Zealand affiliates, because it is only through you that we are in fact capable of bringing out this truth to a New Zealand radio listening audience, because this is an American-based talk radio show. Yes, I know I'm a New Zealander, but the consequence of this is we've got to work together in order to expose the New World Order. And really, at the end of the day, America is where the central fight is being fought, because you've all still got guns to kill the motherfuckers if they ever try and take you over. Now, Max, you wanted to ask me a question, something about the audience or growing awareness or something?
Yeah, well, I wondered how you view things being on air much more. Do you feel that there is a growing awareness? You know, how do you gauge it?
You know what, you really can't. At the end of the day, I can only gauge the growth in my own popularity by looking at the amount of YouTube subscribers that I get, or views, or the Google Analytics that describe how many people come to my website. So I know that there's a growing awareness of my show, but in terms of growing awareness globally, it's quite difficult to assess, because you'd have to take an aggregate of all of the different truth websites. But those that I have seen, it is actually quite difficult to find a truth website that is going down in rankings on Alexa.com. So if you have a look at anyone who's producing alternative talk radio, alternative news, alternative videos, and just in general alternative media, it's on the up and the up and the up and the up, and it's breaking into mainstream consciousness. We have people from all walks of life in a very mainstream kind of way, politicians, even an admiral who used to control the Pacific Fleet from the United States, coming out speaking against the New World Order and what have you. So if you look at the aggregate, it appears that not only is this movement growing, but it's becoming an exponential growth pattern, which also makes it very dangerous, because I think we're dealing with a group of ruthless criminal psychopaths who aren't really in their right mind, And if they noticed a big movement starting to take over all of their various eclectic forms of scumbaggery, they might react much like a dog that's been cornered and bite us all.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen. You know, they've got the technology as, is it Snowden that exposed Prism, the NSA monitoring system that basically monitors every single human being on the planet that's using the internet. But at the same time, we get people like Hillary Clinton saying they're losing the information war, and we had people like Sibinel Brzezinski saying that at no other time has the public been aware to the geopolitical changes going on in the planet. Like, they know that we are waking up, and they might be cornered, and they might turn vicious. But at the same time, you know, it's a case of we are going to have our day. You know, I don't think the New World Order is insane, really. And as soon as your eyes are opened, you can never close them again. You know, you can't ignore it. So, you know.
That's not true. I don't think so, man. I've known a number of people who got involved in the movement, got involved heavily, then got disillusioned at the fact that they suddenly have to live without income and they have to rely on the kindness of other people. And these are like independent people with lots of skills and intellect and what have you. And they say, frack the truth movement, I'm going to be in it for myself. I know a number of friends of mine who have done that. It's very sad to see, but it does happen, and it just shows the power of the human mind. You can, if you want to, completely ignore reality, because my argument to those people is, what do you think? Do you think that you're going to somehow, I don't know, make some money and actually, I don't know, be able to live a nice, comfortable life while this entire apparatus is being set up around you? The New World Order is going to take everything from you at the end of the day. To stop fighting against it, knowing that it exists, is a form of insanity.
People have said to me before, hey, go to live in Uruguay, go to live in various different countries. And I say to them, listen, the planet is a very small place. There's nowhere to hide. You might think there's a safe haven right now, but once the plans start unfurling, basically those soft targets that are waiting in the wings that haven't been assimilated yet, then they will be the next hot target. So there is nowhere to run to, and it is a case of open your eyes, realize what's going on, take a stand. Because if you don't take a stand, then you're a willing victim. You know, you're accepting your servitude. You're embracing the slave system that is the United Nations Agenda 21. And for people who aren't really aware of what that means, there will be a scientific dictatorship installed. And in Europe, in the EU, in the European state, they're now all embracing a project called Horizon 2020. And this is a project where all the nation states are embracing this and are encouraging many different businesses and corporations to get involved. And it's about a technological revolution that will bring about the infrastructure necessary for this scientific dictatorship. And if you look on Horizon 2020 and you look to the stakeholder partners, some of the partners, and this is about smart growth zones and smart meters and everything else, you will find that there are companies openly talking about the New World Order. You know, this is it, depending on where you look, you will find that it's out in the open. They are confident.
Can I say, this is the reason why the New World Order is not a conspiracy? Because a conspiracy is a secret that's kept by people that you're fracking over. These people aren't keeping it secret at all. They're barely even making an effort. They're just not promoting it and putting it out there repeatedly in the mainstream media about it. But all the information's there, if you've got the curiosity, to motivate you to look.
Exactly. And this is the incredible thing. I can sympathise with newcomers to the chemtrail issue, who might be subdued by the contrail frequently answered questions sheet that you might get if you ask your politician what's going on in the skies. Because that's generally what happens. You'll get a frequently answered question, a prepared set of answers to your questions that basically says contrails are nothing more than condensation from aeroplanes when the hot exhaust hits the cold atmosphere at the right relative humidity. You will get a steam trail, basically like when you talk on a cold day. The interesting thing is, if you go to YouTube or something like that and you look at the Mount Everest videos of people that have been to the top of Mount Everest, and the reason I say Mount Everest is because it's the highest peak in the world and it's 10,000 meters, which is the average altitude that commercial airlines fly at. And what you will find is people are talking, saying how wonderful it is to be at the top of Mount Everest, and they don't have a single condensation breath coming out of their mouths. It's bloody freezing, but it's very low humidity. And basically, this is the scenario. To get contrail, you need discrete conditions. And the relative humidity must be above 60% at altitude at the really cold temperature, like minus 25 at minimum. So if you look to the old documents, which you can find online, you will find that military documents explain when you are likely to get a contrail or when you won't, because it was obviously very tactically important whether or not, if they were flying a sortie into the enemy territory, whether or not they would be flying with a great big signal to say, I'm here, shoot me down. And so a contrail isn't necessarily a given. It's not guaranteed all the time. Yet here in Europe, where they're doing the chemtrail program, it rarely a day goes by when we don't see what some people are now being asked to believe is a contrail. Because we're seeing chemtrails almost daily. It's phenomenal. And you only have to look at the skies, and it's a dramatic change. Where I live in the southwest of France, it's a particularly nice area. I'm very, very lucky. The climate is very kind. It's you have decent summers, you have all the four seasons, but where I live, there's no industry. It's very pure. It's a very nice region. We have supposedly high numbers of sunshine hours. I live in the Charente, which it rivals the Provence for sunshine hours. However, we've had the darkest winter and the darkest spring on record because of the extra cloud cover that's been caused by contrail cirrus, which is all due to chemtrails.
So is it true what the French say, that women are from Venus and men are from Mars?
That's very good, yeah. I don't know, actually. My lady's German, but I don't know. Yeah, no, I like that, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought I'd just stop that in there.
She's Bavarian, not German.
Oh, okay. Like a nice chocolate cake,
yeah. Yeah, she's Black Forest Ghetto, yeah.
I presume she's sweet. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of which, now, if we've got all this extra cloud cover, and this is part of what geoengineers have actually publicly stated in meetings. This has been exposed by Michael Murphy, and I think this is what actually really kind of revitalized and really kicked off this agenda to expose chemtrails by the truth movement in general, is the admission of geoengineers that they want to spray millions upon millions of tons of particularized barium, strontium, and aluminium into the atmosphere. Now, if we are to take that as a concept, that's what they want to do, but at the same time they're denying it, whilst at the same time we see evidence that that's precisely what is going on, it leaves no wiggle room, unfortunately, for the general population left for denial. And yet people are still living in it. And it's true testament to the exorbitant quantity of mind control that is happening in the population. Now, I'm not talking about everybody was once part of MKUltra. I'm talking about general mind control. For example, entertaining you so that you've got distracted from thinking or researching, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could go one step further and say it's the flicker rate on television, and you get into an alpha wave state in your mind, so that when you're watching the news, the rolling news, you believe all the propaganda, you know, and maybe there's even subliminal messages in different frequencies. But generally, you know, people are so distracted these days with trivia, with absolute nonsense. You know, I stopped watching mainstream television many years ago, and I find that that is a current theme amongst people who wake up and who pursue exposing the truth. Mostly because you haven't got time to watch television anymore, but generally, you know it's rubbish. You can see through the dross. You know, it's total crap. You know, why watch television? I mean, maybe television was better years ago. I don't know if everyone always says that, but, you know, it's just total rubbish today. And I look at it, and I see people who watch television, and I'm shocked at how they zone in and they watch the rubbish, and it's like, wow, you're watching this shit. Yeah, it's unreal. And, you know, that's typical, isn't it? You know, just watch a child. You know, you've got some poor young family who haven't got time to spend the appropriate time rearing their children, and the easy option is to put a DVD on or to put TV channel on or whatever it is, child TV, and you watch the kid, the mouth drop open, and they just zombie out and watch TV. Well, you know what? Adults do that as well.
Yeah, which really scares me to a large degree. It means that human beings are not capable of interacting anymore, right? Because it used to be, and I watched a thing on DWTV, you know, Deutschland, the German channel, and they were doing a historical look at what life was like in Germany, and they had all these stories from these elderly people where they were all, the kids basically ruled the towns, these small little villages and hamlets, children practically ran them, because they were all over the streets, always together, always playing, running around and so on and so forth, always interacting with each other. Now, you don't see nothing on the streets. No kids, at least. They're all inside playing Xbox. There's no interaction, there's no creativity, there's no play. And I think what we're looking at here is a generation devoid of imagination and devoid of interaction with other real human beings. This is a very, very worrying trend to my mind. Anyway, we'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Max Bliss is my very special guest. Don't you go anywhere, folks. Welcome back, everybody. My very special guest is Max Bliss, broadcasting live for the European Union, where they piss on you without the courtesy of calling it chemtrails. I have to actually really adopt that as one of my regular little things to mention on this radio show, you know? I think that's quite clever. All right, anyway, enough about me. Max, I wanted to know, just, you know, did you at some point have some kind of promising career that somehow just disappeared as a result of coming out for the truth? Or were you once idealistic and then you realised that there's probably nothing to be idealistic about? How did this all start for you?
I guess the truth is, I think I was born asking why. So I've always led a life where I was questioning everything, but realistically, with the chemtrails thing, it's about 2 years ago. I was living in France and just seeing, you know, the ravaging of the skies. You know, it's looked in England, they've been cloud seeding and messing around with the rain for so often that they've convinced everyone that it's normal to be cloudy. So they can do anything they like behind the clouds. You know, the cloud blanket, you can't see anything. But in the southwest of France, where the weather is beautiful, you know, it stands out so much. I've only been living here about 3 years. And I think 2 years ago, they went to another stage. They increased what they were doing. So it stood out. And as far as working is concerned, I have to say that since I painted up my van, because I work as a builder, a lot of people don't want to employ me anymore. So I basically have met up with people that want me to price up work, and they go, no, sorry, this isn't going to work out, don't want to know, and they give me the big shoulder, simply because I'm speaking out.
So what do you mean? What did you paint on your van? Like a giant Illuminati all-seeing eye with a gun next to it or something? What?
Okay, you haven't seen a picture of my van yet. Okay, I've got quite a big panel van, and I've painted, apart from stopping chemtrails poison, like a big planet that's been sprayed on every side of it, a reverse picture on the bonnet so that when I'm driving up behind someone they can see it in the mirror. I've just now, over the last year, I've added to the van so that it looks like, I suppose, it's been described as one of those 1960s hippie vans where, you know, it's covered in information. It's literally, there is no more space left. You know, with information about NASA and the UN and references to trimethyl aluminium and barium strontium and you know, all the illnesses, HARP, ICECAT 3D, all the various ionospheric heaters that are used for this, and all the illnesses like asthma and thyroid problems and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis and cancer. And, you know, I just want everyone to know that that all the different things, how they might affect people. And also put lots of different Facebook groups from around the world, because I belong to loads of different groups. Yeah. And, you know, people get a chance to realise this is a global concern.
I think that it definitely hamper your business interests. In fact, this is part of the conversation I was having with a guy, in fact, this morning. How do you get business involved in the truth movement without the business going under in favour of the truth? Because you need two things in order to fight against the New World Order. One is resources, the other is the will. Right, and if you ain't got the resources, it's very difficult to maintain the will.
Yeah, it's definitely a juggling balance, and we struggle. We really struggle. We're lucky; we don't have a mortgage to pay, but we still got all living costs, and
which are continuously going up and up.
Yeah, that's right. And because I was invited to do a talk in December last year, my first ever conference, which was very well received. And following that, I've done 10 talks. But, of course, it's in England. Now, you know, France is a big country. I've got to do quite often 1,000 miles there and 1,000 miles back in the van, which is not so bad going through customs, because I used to dread it, because I've been stopped by the police before and questioned and, you know, asked lots of private questions, in the sense that make you feel intimidated, like they're on to me. Now when I go through, I get stopped and they ask me loads of questions and go, great, go for it. Chemtrails are real. Yeah, we know about it. We've seen it on the internet. And, yeah, we know it's happening. And I'm glad you're speaking up. And I've had people's a customs guy keep me there 15 minutes with a big queue of people behind waiting to get through. He just wanted to know more and more information. And, you know, I have to say that I've had a lot of positive interactions with the police and with people in official capacity, because they are waking up.
Hey. Well, it's inevitable, isn't it, that if you're saturating society with information. That information, it's impossible for it to not start to take root. It's a question of whether or not it will start to outgrow the disinformation. That's what I'm looking forward to. At the time when those who know the truth and speak the truth are in the majority, so that those who know that they're lying and speak naught but lies get exposed every time they open their frickin' mouth. That is the future that I really want to see. And I want to see it as soon as possible.
It's coming. It's coming. It really is coming. I'm going to a geoengineering talk very soon where Professor David Keith is going to be speaking, and I will be looking for my opportunity to speak to him. I've been longing for this moment. I'm going to two different talks he's doing, so hopefully I'll get a chance at one or the other. But basically, it's getting to the point now. I do my best to contact people within the establishment in different ways. I've talked to the Forestry Commission. I've talked to organic soil organisations. I obviously talk to the police whenever the opportunity arises, not just when they want to talk to me. I go into the police stations to talk to them. I take every opportunity to contact different universities. Basically, I think it's even I've talked to people and they generally listen, but even if they don't want to take it on board and subscribe what I'm saying, I know that I've sowed a seed. I know that. And the more they're exposed to it, the more likely at a later stage they'll go, hang on, I can't continue what I'm doing. There's something to this. And I can assure you that a year ago when I was taking to the streets, handing out flyers to people, I would say a good 60% didn't want to talk to me, didn't want to know, don't want to know. When you do it now, they already know. They already know what's going on, and they're glad someone's doing something about it, and they take the flyers, and yeah, I'll look into it, and it's a massive change.
Yeah, well, if you can actually see that on the street, that's very encouraging, because that's something that we suffer from a lot in our movement, is different accusations. Oh, he's COINTELPRO, he's disinformation, etc., whatever. And it's like our own movement has this incredible divide and conquer sort of motif that actually gets people within the movement, despite the fact that we're being successful at exposing the truth, depressed and feel like giving up.
Well, I suppose the people who are running the New World Order know everything about mind control and every single aspect of it. And, of course, the more momentum we have, they will look for every single possible way to derail us. You know, and at the end of the day, there will be infiltrators, there will be COINTELPRO people, and the thing is, we have to expect that. We have to know that that's going to happen. We can't be derailed by their actions. And I think that basically, if you're legitimate and you're doing your best with good information, you've got a good platform to continue. You know, it's a solid rock. At the end of the day, you know, I've taken a lot of heat from the Metabunk crowd, you know, these debunking bloody idiots. You know, I really don't understand their motivation. If they were a legitimate organisation, why aren't they trying to expose what the governments are doing? You know, why aren't they debunking the frigging bullshit that the government are spewing out all the time? But they don't. You know, they're after us, and there's obviously an agenda there, and they've got a role to play. And their role is to discredit us and to dissuade us and to just try and derail us. But it's getting to the stage now where I certainly haven't got all the research I'd be content with. I'm learning stuff every day. But the dossier is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's getting ridiculous for them to debunk us now.
Yeah, it is actually. It's kind of like I used an analogy the other day. You remember when you were a kid and, I don't know, you wanted to try and hit somebody or something like that, but you're so small and you've got such little arms that if you're trying to go after an adult, what they do is they just put their hand on your head and hold you back, and then you're just swinging in the air. You can't actually hit anything. You can't actually do anything. That's not entirely dissimilar from the way these people argue at you. They can't touch you because they've got nothing but BS. They've got nothing to back up what they're thinking, what they're saying, what they're doing. And we have all the power. We have all the strength, all the reach, all the research, all of the possibility that can actually make this entire phenomenon of chemtrails be totally exposed in a documented fashion. And these people are really upset by that because, hey, what's worse? What's worse, honestly, than realizing that you've been lied to? I'll tell you what, realizing that you've been lied to and doing nothing to tell the truth and try and correct that situation, that's what's worse. We'll be right back after the break. The Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Max Bliss is my guest.
Alert the masses.